Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15:47 to play, Purdue 51, Wisconsin 41. Steven Crowd just picking up his third foul a moment ago, and one for Zach Eady, who will be stepping to the foul line when play continues. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is WRCE AM 1450 in Richland Center. On FM at 107.7 on translator W299 CD, Richland Center.
A frustrating day for Stevie here so far. Nolan Winter will be coming into the game again. Zach Eady with 15 points, 8 rebounds. He's 5 of 7 at the foul line.
And usually you pick up fouls like that if you're big, if you're trying not to foul. And that's exactly what Stevie had, both hands up in the air. And it was a foul. He got right in the middle of the roll, and now he's got to sit.
And the free throw is good for Eady, and the lead back to 11 for the Boilermakers. Hepburn around a Nolan Winter screen to the right side, throwing to Winter at the top, puts it on the floor. Tosses it out to Max Klesman. 52-41 Purdue, 15 and a half minutes to play. Tyler Wall will bring it back out front as they reset, 10 to shoot. Wall against Eady, in the lane, shakes, left block, throws it out to Winter, 5 to shoot. Klesman, shot clock at 3, at 2, at 1, left elbow, throws it up and in. Max Klesman beats the shot clock. 52-43, Purdue with 15:10 remaining.
Not a great offensive possession, but a great result.
Yes, yes, it was. A chicken salad there. There's a pass that is kicked. Fletcher Warrior throwing it.
I've always wondered why people say chicken salad. I like a good chicken salad sandwich.
Well, no, it's good. You made chicken salad. There's the rest of the line, but FCC rules would
All right. The rest
in alignment.
Okay.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Yeah.
Inbounds pass. You like it better than cookies?
No, not disappointed. So. Didn't have any today.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you're managing.
I don't either.
EDA passing out of the double team, and Kaufman Wren lays it up and in. Another underappreciated by the uninitiated of Zach Eady. He can pass it out of there. He really has great trust in his teammates. And a high pass from to Klesman. He gathers it left wing. And to Tyler Wall up to the lane. Back out to Max. He'll try a three. It's off the back rim. No good. And Braden Smith lost the rebound to Blackwell. Mid-range jumper is good.
Can I say it again? I just love that kid. He just plays hard.
All the time. Yep.
Like, that's a skill set.
54-45 Purdue with 14:15 remaining. Kaufman Wren out front. Flips it to Heidi. Back in there for the Boilermakers. Smith off the Eady screen. Works off the screen again. Moving left. Throws to Kaufman Wren. Tries a three. Left corner. Off the rim. No good. Eady the rebound out to Kaufman Wren. Pass deflected. Got to Smith. Knocked away Klesman. Into the hands of Blackwell. Behind the back on the dribble is the freshman. Left of the lane. Wissona blocking. Foul called on Braden Smith. Or check it on Lawyer, I believe, on Purdue.
And I really think it probably should have been a charge. But with the new rule, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think even with the new rule, it wouldn't apply there because
no,
he wasn't
I
going
know.
Airborne, right? But yeah, they will say that Lawyer did not establish legal guarding position as he picked up that foul. It's his third. He is out. Jones is in. 13:54 to play. Inbounds pass broken up by Kaufman Wren out of bounds in the left corner. 54-45 Purdue. Badgers trying to hang around here. Missed some chances to make this even closer in the second half, and they have another opportunity right now. Kamari McGee, baseline left, inbounds to Wall. Wall against Eady, finds Klesman, cutting to the rim, and the layup is good for Max. And it's 54-47 Purdue. 13:43 remaining at Mackey Arena as the Badger fans, those who could actually get a ticket here, trying to stir it up. Braden Smith left side, throwing to Kaufman right at the top. Inside feed for Eady, and he got fouled by Nolan Winter. Boy, Nolan was trying to keep Eady as far away from the bucket as possible. And he gets caught trying to root him out of there. That's three on Winter.
Yeah, but with 13:32 left, you're just fine there. You can, you know, still play with Nolan here. You don't have to worry about those fouls right now. I mean, they play a factor, don't get me wrong, but 13:32 left, you got Steve that's got three, Nolan's three. You want one of those guys on the floor. So you keep Nolan in here.
Lance Jones, baseline right, will inbound, looking. Find Smith, baseline right jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound, Heidi had it, lost it out of bounds to Wisconsin. That was a good look from Braden Smith. Halfway down, popped out, 54-47 Purdue. Klesman out front against Heidi. Max left side, he got fouled by Heidi.
Thought
he might have got fouled a couple times.
I was going to say, absolutely. Now, can Wisconsin make it three here? Can they get this thing to four?
54-47, Purdue. Three fouls on Purdue. Likewise, Wisconsin. Blackwell sideline, left will inbound. Looking. Flips it into Tyler Wall. Wall top of the circle against Edie. Flips to Blackwell. Pass went through his hands. Able to grab it left sideline. Now takes it between the arcs. 12 on the shot clock. Wall has it. Tyler to the line. Right lane line, kills the dribble, finds Winter, feeds Max, four to shoot, with three, with two, Klesman for three, back rim no good, Cam Heidi the rebound.
And it just felt like they were going to end up with a three on that possession. That's why I said they did. It just would have been a big three if he would have been able to hit that.
Lance Jones out front, turns down the Edie screen, picked up the dribble, feeds Kaufman Wren, hands off to Jones on the left wing. Into Edie. Mid-post left against Nolan Winter. Edie backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back rim, and out, but a foul. And Edie will go back to the free throw line. With Purdue leading 54-47, 12:37 remaining.
The foul's on Tyler Wall, so it's still only three on Nolan Winter.
And that's number three on Tyler Wall. Yeah. So Edie's 6 out of 8 at the foul line, 16 points, 9 rebounds. First free throw is on the way, and it hit the front rim, back rim, and through. Crowell and Hepburn in. Klesman and Winter will come out. 55-47, the Boilermakers. Second free throw for the 7-4 senior out of Toronto. And that rolls off the right side. Iron no good. Wall the rebound. Ahead it goes to Kamari McGee. Driving to the rim, and he got bumped by Edie. McGee to the floor, and that's three fouls on Zach Edie.
This should be shooting. Yes.
And it will be. Yep. Yep. Caleb First will be checking in for the Boilermakers as Kamari McGee, 8 of 11 this season at the free throw line. And 11 points in 9.5 minutes on Thursday night against Rutgers. First free throw for McGee is good. And at First will sub in for Edie. And Kamari officially did not get credit for any steals, but he was involved in a couple for sure against the Scarlet Knights.
And there was a, like I said, we talked a lot about it, but the big play was the time that he got in the legs of Cliff Amore.
Yes.
And was able to, you know, stop that lob pass, and then Cliff ended up getting an offensive rebound, but then able to find a way to pry that thing loose.
McGee hits the first and the second free throw. Marcus Silver in for Tyler Wall. 55-49 Purdue with 12:25 to play. Smith throwing to Heidi on the left wing. Heidi against Blackwell. Into Kaufman Wren, bobbled it, and it's raked away by Ilver. Diving to the floor as Crowell comes up with it and sends it to Hepburn. Turnover Purdue. Hepburn left side, throws to Blackwell. Feeds Steven Crowell, top of the arc. A pass for Ilver. Rotates to Hepburn, left side against Lance Jones. Hepburn turns baseline. Stops, got cut off by Heidi. Out to Ilver, feeds McGee. 10 to shoot. Kamari down the lane to the rim. Layup good for Kamari McGee, and it's a 4-point game.
And what a response by this team, Matt.
Big time. 55-51 Purdue. 11:45 remaining. Braden Smith up top. On the dribble against McGee, and Kamari trying to knock it loose is called for the foul. That'll be his second as we're at the under 12 media timeout. Listen to coverage of the NCAA championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage along with most school broadcasts through a multicast option. It's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 11:40 remaining. Purdue 55, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center and Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
If you're hungry for savings, head to the Richland Locker. Enjoy delicious 10% off on all deli meats and cheeses from the deli case. But that's not all. Explore the tempting salads, fresh breads, and crunchy chips. And mark your calendar, because every Thursday afternoon, they've got the freshest catch in town. It's fish day at Richland Locker. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table. Your taste buds will thank you.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Well, the Badgers have made 7 of their last 9 shots, and we got a game. 11:40 remaining, Purdue 55, Wisconsin 51.
You talk about 7 of 11. For me, it's they've held Purdue to no field goals for the last 3-11.
Big time work.
Talking about defensively longer stretches, mm-hmm. and that's what we saw right here. We've seen so far is these longer stretches of really getting in, locking in defensively. We know they're not going to be fantastic down the deep, but like, it's just not this team's DNA. But can they tap into it for longer? That was the question. Now they've done it against Rutgers. Now they've done it against Purdue, too.
If it can be solid defensively,
absolutely.
This team has a chance to do some things here in March, no doubt.
And they're showing that, right?
Yeah,
the last
are.
Couple of games, even however this plays out, you've got the best player in the country. You got the best three-point shooting team. Like, and now you've held them scoreless for almost 4 minutes. You've shown something.
Lawyer, sideline left, inbounds to Braden Smith, who is checked by Kamari McGee. Smith out front, bounce pass Jones, and it throws it away. Wanted Edie, picked off, is fronting him, was Marcus Ilver, just darted into the passing lane. Another Purdue turnover. Blackwell throwing to Ilver, high in the rights. Picked up the dribble. Tossed it back out to Blackwell, feeds McGee as Kamari gets him organized. Blackwell feeds Ilver, right side, 12 to shoot. Bounce pass to Stephen Crowell, first defending, 8 to shoot. Crowell out to Ilver, open three, straight on. Front rim no good, rebound Blackwell, runs it down to the left corner. Probe the baseline, sends it back out to Ilver, scoops it to Hepburn. Second chance here for Wisconsin, down 4.
10:55 to play. Hepburn off the crowd screen. Chucky against first. 7 to shoot. Hepburn picked it up. Throws to Ilver. Tries another 3. And that's an air ball over everything. Braden Smith the rebound.
And Marcus is going to have to step up and knock one of those down.
Yep, just can't buy one right now. Here's Braden Smith in the lane. The floater short. Got his own rebound. Out to Lawyer. Fakes the 3. Whips to Smith. Takes the 3. Right side. Good. 58-51 Purdue with 10.5 minutes to play. Here's Blackwell outside left for Wisconsin. Throws to Ilver and rotates to Hepburn. Baseline right, and he is fouled. Started the attack. Got fouled by Lance Jones, his 2nd. And the team's 5th is coming back in. It'll be Tyler Wall for Marcus Ilver. 10:18 remaining. Purdue up 7, 58-51.
Those are all good looks by Marcus Ilver. They just got to find a way to knock him down. Wisconsin's going to have to hit a couple of threes. We've said a lot, but 2 of 17.
Hepburn off the high screen from Wall. Chucky out the crowd left of the circle. Gets it back to Hepburn. Chucky to the free throw line. Knocked away. Got it back. Whips to Wall. He'll try a 3 left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Caleb first of Purdue. Make it 2 of 18 from long range for the Badgers. Here's Braden Smith. Left foul line extended. Jumper crawls out. No good. Crow gets the rebound for the Badgers. A.J. Storr will check in. Next opportunity for Wisconsin. Still 58-51 the Boilermakers. 9:45 remaining. McGee bounce pass Wall. Aces up, baseline right, bounce pass Blackwell, 3 shot left corner, splashed it. John Blackwell pulls the Badgers within 4, 58-54 Purdue. 9.5 minutes to play. Blackwell with 11 points this afternoon. Braden Smith, high screen from Eden. He'll work off the screen again, moving to his right, whips it right corner. Caleb first for 3, it's good. That's his 3rd made 3 of the season. 61-54 Purdue with 9:14 remaining. Tyler Wall throws to Hepburn to the right side. Chucky feeds Crow top of the arc. Throws to Wall. Tyler in the paint against Edie. Up right hand. That's way off the mark. Braden Smith the rebound. Pushing to the front court for the Boilermakers. Leaves it for Fletcher Lawyer. Turns the corner. Baseline right. Got cut off. Lost his balance. Ball on the floor. They get a whistle. And Courtney Green.
Is he going to call a foul here?
Boy, I thought they were going to call a jump, but it looks like he's
jump
pointing.
Jump ball should be the call.
Looked like he was starting to point toward Kamari McGee.
He did. He called that Stephen
Crow. Wow. I mean, Crow's going for the ball. I mean, yeah,
he is on top of him. I get it.
Yeah.
But 8:53 in a 7-point game, and you, like, I get it.
That's 4.
I mean, technically, yes, it's a foul.
And it's 4 on Wall, or excuse me, on Crow. Winter is in. Lawyer baseline left. Inbounds to Edie against Winter. Backing is Edie. Backing. Kicked it out to Braden Smith. Baseline right. Starts to penetrate. Stops. Looks for help. Finds Edie. Mid post right. Knocked away. Goes out to Smith. Right corner. Back into Edie. Big man in the lane. Up left hand. Back rim. Fell off. No good. Rebound. Edie ripped it away from Winter. Wall trying to tie him up. And a foul is called.
How that's not a jump ball, I don't know.
They call it on Nolan Winter. And that's his 4th. With 8:33 remaining, 61-54 Purdue. So Crow with 4 on the bench. Winter 4 still on the floor. And Zach Edie, who is 7 of 10 at the foul line. 17 points, 10 rebounds today. Gets a 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. And the lead back
two
up
tough
eight.
Ones that go in that, yeah. That win against, and especially because of their bigs, right? You're in a game that's a tight one.
Second free throw coming up for Zach Edie. Eyes the rim, and the free throw is on the way, and it's good. 63-54 Purdue with 8:33 remaining. Badgers have been battling all day long, and they need to get another run going. Here's Blackwell against Jones. Baseline left. The drive to the rim, and he missed it, but he was fouled by Lance Jones. And there's the freshman, John Blackwell, with another good take, and he'll go to the foul line. Third foul on Jones.
Oh, actually,
they called it before the shot. Okay, inbounds pass Tyler Wall. Goes to Hepburn on the left side, brings it up top, tries a three, and it's too long, no good. Rebound tip to Jones of Purdue. Wisconsin 3 of 20 from the three-point line. Braden Smith gets a high screen from Edie. Drives left lane line, flipped it up. No tip, dunk, yes, for Zach Edie. And Greg Gard was looking, I think, for a basket interference here.
And now
they'll review it.
Well, and they should have called it that way.
And they
Now they'll be able to go back and review. Now, I believe they keep playing.
Yeah, they'll wait to the under eight.
There's no timeout. Now they're going to take the time.
So now they can. So a timeout is taken. This will be a full timeout. So we'll sort it out for you. At least we'll try to. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 8:03 to play. It's 63-54. Purdue leading Wisconsin, pending the replay review. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season. And in the postseason, we got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. They have taken that tip dunk off the board, so the score remains 63-54. Purdue leading Wisconsin with 8:03 to play. Zach Edey had himself a tip dunk, but ball in the cylinders, so wipe out the basket. Wisconsin back on offense with a chance to get closer.
And they keep battling. You've got to be proud as far as what this group has continued to do, and that's why in environments like this, this is like the Big Ten tournament, it's like the NCAA tournament, like they have not given up. Not that I expected them to give up, but just the fight, they've continued to ask the questions and answer the questions that have been out there. I mean, points of the pain there are even. And they've got the best player in America in Zach Edey at 7-4, and you're not getting beat there. You know, rebounding the wise, you're only down by five. Like, and you've only gone 3 of 20 from three.
So that's the thing. You know, your coach, Bo Ryan, would always say, and Greg's the same way, you can't yell guys into making shots. Yeah, there probably been a couple times where the shot selection was iffy, but they've been getting pretty good looks.
They just got to make some shots.
Yeah, just knock a couple down. In the second half, they're 9 of 18 from the field.
They've done what they needed to do.
Yes.
They've answered the call.
Here's Chucky Hepburn to the front court against Braden Smith, throwing a wall, turns to Blackwell, high on the left, on the dribble, in the lane, goes up, over Edie, yes sir! John Blackwell again, 63-56 Purdue.
Kid special.
Really is. And here's Braden Smith as Hepburn went down off the screen. 7:40 to play. Smith out between the arcs. High screen from Edie. Smith turns it down, weaves right of the lane, throws to Basin Gillis, inside feed to Edie, back out Smith, feeds Gillis, goes into Edie again, mid post left, backs, turns up left hand, missed it, rebound, spiked out of bounds, and it belonged to Wisconsin. Sometimes you need to live well, and Edie got deep, but that time the shot didn't drop.
But really good ball movement by Purdue. Wow.
Yeah, it was. It was popping.
Yeah.
I would say. Here's A.J. Store off the winter screen. Feeds Wall. Throws to Hepburn. Chucky around the wall screen. Now to Blackwell. Fakes the three. Works left corner. Good D from Fletcher Lawyer. Then moving without the ball is Blackwell inside. Gets the feed from Wall for the finish.
You want to talk about popping.
Ooh.
That was popping. Body movement and ball movement. That thing was a thing of beauty.
63-58 Purdue. 55 remaining. Mason Gillis goes into Edie, backing on Winter, up right hand, good off the glass. Good luck trying to stop that. 65-58 Purdue, 6:42 remaining. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin, loops at the wall at the top, fires it off to A.J. Store. A.J. in the lane, 10-footer blocked by Edie, it comes down to the big guy. And now Lance Jones to the front court left side. Jones off the Edie screen in the lane, loops it into Edie, low on the left, one pump, goes up, missed it, missed the dunk, it comes down to Tyler Wall. Now Blackwell sets the floor for the Badgers off a high screen from Wall. Blackwell, right wing, feeds Tyler at the foul line. Winter pops it over to Hepburn, left of the circle, a throw to Wall, leaves it for Store, fakes the three, Gillis closes. Store off the wing, gets it to Winter, tries a three, left of the circle, back iron, no good, rebound Edie. 5:55 to play, 65-58 the Boilermakers. Braden Smith on the right side, around the Edie screen. Left-hand dribble Smith, retreats between the arcs. Goes into Edie, right of the lane. Edie against Nolan Winter, backing out to Smith. Left open, tries a three, back rim no good. And the rebound to Lance Jones, who lost it out of bounds. And now Crowell and Klesman will come in for Wisconsin. Coming out will be Winter and Store. Heidi will re-enter for the Boilermakers. He'll sub for Fletcher Lawyer. 5:35 to play. Purdue 65, Wisconsin 58. Chucky Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Hepburn against Smith, throwing to Crowell at the top. A feed for Klesman for three. Left
foul.
Side, no, but a foul. And the foul was when Tyler Wall was knocked to the floor, trying to fight through that screen. It was on Camden Heidi. And that's team foul number seven, so a 1-1 for Tyler Wall with the Badgers down seven.
Would have loved to see that three going now. Would have loved to see some other threes going now as they're still 3 of 21.
Wall, 1 of 2 at the line. He has a double-double today. 13 points, 10 rebounds. Front end is good for Wall.
This team just keeps fighting and clawing, and that's what you need. That's what this team, no matter how it plays out, there's so much to take away from this as you head to the Big Ten tournament.
Second free throw coming up for Tyler Wall. Warrior checks back in for the Boilermakers as Wall calmly hits both free throws. 65-60 Purdue with 5:23 remaining. Braden Smith being harassed a bit in the backcourt by Hepburn. Smith breaks the mid-stripe. Now gets the offense started for the Boilermakers around a high screen from Edie. Right wing feeds Gillis up top for three, and it's good. That's like a layup for him when you leave Mason Gillis open outside the arc. 68-60 Purdue with 5 minutes to play. Tyler Wall hands off to Blackwell. Moves at the wall, high on the right. Now Klesman outside left. It's around a wall screen. Leaves it for Stephen Crowell. Crowell picked up the dribble, sends it to Wall left wing. 8 to shoot. Tyler in the lane. 10-footer is good for Tyler Wall.
Well, it was a nice little action there where Stephen Crowell set his screen on Zach Edie, who was guarding Tyler Wall, to get that opportunity for Tyler.
68-62 Purdue, 4.5 minutes to play. Lawyer throws to Edie at the top. A toss out to Jones, high in the right against Blackwell. Lance Jones, high screen Edie. Jones to the free throw line. Shot fake, throws to Smith. Wide open three, right side, off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Edie out the Gillis, tries a three, and that's off the rim. Rebound, Hepburn. Dodged a couple there, did Wisconsin. Rodgers down six, 4 minutes to play. Blackwell baseline left, moving in on Lawyer. Backing is Blackwell, and an offensive foul on Blackwell. Really? All right, under four, immediate timeout here in West Lafayette. We'll take a break, 3:58 to play, Purdue 68, Wisconsin 62. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We've built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.